Come in again, and we have, not on the phone lines, but in the studio, Mayor, newly elected Mayor Justin Few. Now, I just spoke to the mayor yesterday, and look, we have a new mayor now.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good morning. And your, gosh, is it an investiture? Is it a, handing over the gavel? What was the ceremony last evening in City Hall or City Council meeting?
Yeah, pretty much just a handing of the gavel and a nice handshake and a photo op, and we got things kicked off. It was right to business.
And we have a new mayor, Justin Few. So it's good that we talked with John Brown yesterday, and he said, good things, and he enjoyed his term and his the big monies you get.
Oh yeah,
the big $75 a month to be mayor. So what do you got planned?
Really just trying to bring the community together. A lot of things out there. I know there's a lot of concern about roads and infrastructure, jobs continuing to come into the community. Want to keep up our beautification projects. We have such great parks. We have our Christmas lights going up. And that's just a big draw for the holidays.
I love that. It's going to be a great season. We do love McAllister with all the lights up. That's going to be some fun. And, of course, we got some road work going on. There's waterline work, and I'm never sure when I come up upon it, the construction area going on. I might have water, might have road work going on.
Yeah, the water lines where they cross the intersections and the roads, they'll do some blocking there. You'll see the big metal plates kind of around Choctaw and Main Street. Right now they've had some back and forth work. They try to keep the traffic flowing when they can, but they do have to cross and cause a little inconvenience here and there.
Yeah, we want the improvement, but we also want the convenience. I know we're both with that, aren't we? And I know you were Councilman Ward 2, right?
Correct.
So what happens with that area?
I actually nominated Robin Woodley, and she was accepted by the council to take my seat. So she got a little trial by fire last night, got voted in, and right to the seat, and got to work.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, how long before she has to run again for council for Ward 2?
February 11th is the special election for Ward 2.
Okay. There you go. So she'll hold that seat till February. Did she indicate whether she would be interested in running then, or is she going to try this out and see?
I assume she's probably going to try it out and see what she got herself into.
See what happens. I understand that fully as well. All right. So tell us about anything else that happened last evening. It was, because we do ask the mayor how the council meeting went. Did you all pass anything I need to know about?
Pretty calm evening, more trying to get into routine and not screw anything up on the first round is kind of the main thing. But just a pretty straightforward council meeting. Nothing too surprising came out of it.
Good. All right. So, as you said, no particular immediate plans, but keep things on track. Is that where we are right now?
Yeah, definitely. One of the other concerns that a lot of people have are anybody on the streets that may not have housing has been a big concern. I know yesterday the men's shelter came over to Rotary Club and presented about some of the processes that they go through and how they try to help people. And then I've also been working with Humanity 918, and I wanted to share this phone number. They've created a outreach response team. And so what they do is if you see someone on the street that you think may need some help, whether it's getting back home, if they have addiction or mental issues they may need to try to get help with, they can go out and check on them. And so one of the things we're really hoping is that this will help our police department not have to respond to every call of just somebody that, maybe they're sleeping in front of a business where, it's, hey, we've got customers that need to come in here. Can somebody check on this person?
I'm with you.
But that phone number is 918-558-0404.
All right, we're going to jot this down here now. Hit me again. And this is from Humanity 918?
Correct, and that's 918-558-0404. And you can call or text to that number, and they've been working with people, and it's just an absolutely great program. I know we've had one instance where we had a person that we needed to check on. I reached out. They went over and were able to get her all the information she needed to get in a program to help get her life back on track.
Okay. So, and again, instead of necessarily tying up the police department when you don't have to, there is a response team. So if there's a homeless person, a person on the streets that you're concerned about,
Correct.
That way you can contact Humanity 918. They can take care of things and see if they can. If police are needed, we understand that too. But you can start this way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we want to treat people with empathy and try to get them the help they need. And this is one of the ways that we can go through it with compassion instead of just calling the police every time you see somebody on the street.
It makes sense. Okay, grab your pen and paper because he's going to give us his phone number again because this is good. We need to have these folks out to talk with us too. I'll reach out to them. What's that again?
918-558-0404.
Okay. Okay, 918-558-0404. That's Humanity 918 is the name of the group. And they have done a number of things as well with some food distributions or some gathering availability and help.
Materials.
Yes, they may be involved in some of the blanket drives that are going on for the winter and scarves or coats, yes.
Absolutely. Kind of along that same topic, one of the things that really doesn't get a lot of attention that I think we all need to be aware of are people who have shelter, but they're essentially homeless. They don't have electricity. They don't have water. They don't have food. They don't have resources. They don't have a car to get back and forth. We need to be reaching out to our neighbors, checking on them, and seeing if we can help out.
Keeping our eyes up and aware. I know it's easy to get all tied up in our own stuff, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're so busy, kids and soccer games and football games music recitals and the back and the forth. And then you have three or four of them and you're trying to figure out who's getting who where and what time. And we definitely can get busy lives.
All the things. So are you prepared for, you know, Mayor Brown was always at every ribbon cutting. Openings, he was out for picture ops quite a lot. You ready for all that?
Well, if I could retire early, I think 100%, I would be at everything. He has that on me. He's retired, but I'll definitely try to be everywhere I can.
Excellent. We like to see you out and about and visiting all the things. So what's some of the things coming up that we need to know in the city?
One of the big things, we do the big Thanksgiving dinner out at the Expo.
That's right.
And so we're actually going to try and go volunteer and help put meals together.
There you go.
And work out there this year. So go check it out. November 26th, we've got the Festival of Trees at Arvest Park. So that's going to be a really neat
November
event.
November 26th. That's the official lighting of all the Christmas stuff, right?
Correct.
So we do it at Arvest Park. That's at 2nd and Chickasaw. Do I have that correct? I'm trying to get my correct numbers. It's one south of Choctaw. So that... Next one down.
Either
Chickasaw or Cherokee. Forgive me.
Yeah, one of the other.
All right. Festival of the Lights, and that will officially turn on the Christmas lights because we got to have them before Thanksgiving and in the city because, you know, you have folks coming in for Thanksgiving. You got to see the fun.
Well, and even so, too, I don't know how many people have been downtown lately, but we do have music playing downtown. It's a nice ambiance, and so we're about to switch over to Christmas music.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Down. Some of the things, so I reached out to the High School Fine Arts and asked them if they could bring choir or band kids or somebody like that to come down and play at the bandstand.
Well, all right. I love that. Just any time. We don't know when
they'll set a date and I'm sure announce it and be out. So that'd just be kind of a nice little impromptu thing.
Oh, that's great.
And even going along with lights, if you've been by the Oakland the past couple of days, you'll see some cones out, and we're in the process of converting the old-style neon into an LED neon.
Oh, I love it.
And so we're hoping to have it lit up for Christmas, too.
All right, so I'm going to ask you about a difficult one. We're going to go straight into that. You know, the sidewalk there has got some problems, and I know that's because it's trying to... I don't know. It's like a little sinking going on there.
It looks like the soil has eroded a little bit. It's not one of those, as far as we can tell, that has an empty space below it.
Okay. Okay. Good.
But it's just more of a little washing or something that's allowed the sidewalk. And the nonprofit that's taken over that, the Okla Theater Preservation Society, they're well aware. And
so
I think they've even already
had
a bid and
good
to take a look at that.
Good. Good. Get some of those things straightened up. We like that, indeed. Let me see.
Also have our Christmas lights on the buildings downtown.
Yes.
It'd be a fun one to look
at. Last year, that was so great. There were so many people who did this, like, curtain of lights.
A lot of those will be up again this year. And even at 3rd and Choctaw, we're bringing up our and I don't know what we call it, but it's like a tent of lights over the intersection. You might remember that from a couple of years ago. So that's fantastic. A lot of people are going out there for photo ops. So.
I love Christmas lights. I absolutely do. And I see it at McAllister Police Department. What is this, like a 20-foot Santa out there in the front? He's great. I love this. We're going to have some good ones.
Yeah. Everybody's getting into it.
Christmas parade, that's got to be coming up soon. I know that too. One of us are going to know that one. I think we do get into December before we get to the Christmas parade. Is that right?
Yeah, Christmas parade will be in December. And I was trying to think of what else was in there. But I haven't heard the date on that yet.
I know. I want to officially invite you because I'll be on that bandstand. December 20th is the $10,000 Christmas cash giveaway.
That's what I was trying to think
of. That was the one. Now, that one's December 20th, I know, because it's on my calendar, and you're invited to the bandstand. And, Mayor Brown had some really bad, what we now call dad jokes. We used to be just bad jokes, but they're dad jokes now. So I leave it to you. Are you going to be the dad joke kind of guy, or are you going to be the clever joke dude?
Oh, I'm sure it will be dad jokes all the way. now, whether mine are better than his, that's the real question.
Well, that'll be on December 20th, so the mayor's invited for that as well. What else you got?
And the Christmas parade, the date on that is December 12th at 6:30
Thank you, December 12th. Okay, okay, because I'm like out Thanksgiving week, so I was afraid that we wouldn't do that in the midst of the Festival of Lights, and I didn't want to miss the Christmas parade. I got to have the parade.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got a good vehicle to be riding in the parade?
You know, I don't know where I'm going to be. There's so many. I could be with the band. I could be with the scouts. I could be with myself.
That's true. You could be on any kind of. We'll just have to wait and see if you and Santa are, hanging on the back of the fire truck at the end. I don't know. Yeah. You just have to tell us where we're going. We'll have to find out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. One of the things I want to talk about too was our McAllister Connect app. I don't know how many people are aware of it.
I love this app.
You can get it on Android, Apple. It's got so many different options. I think one of the coolest things about it is whenever I want to report like a pothole or a covered stop sign, it will automatically GPS pull in the address, and then you can also take a picture.
Okay. And so if you're trying to take a picture of a pothole on my street and upload it there at the Connect app?
Yep, it will upload it and send that to the city. Now, I'd probably suggest not getting real up close to the pothole. They're trying to identify where it's at.
Right. You want to be able to see, okay, this is what street this is, and hopefully you can tell, put some verbiage on the picture and say, okay.
Yeah, and there's a description option on there also. And so what I like to do, say, in the instance of a covered stop sign, is kind of go from the angle where I would be driving from and take the picture so they can see what I'm seeing, so that way they don't pull up and go, oh, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I can clearly see the stop sign at maybe a particular angle, or maybe they drove on a different side of the intersection. So I always try to put a little description in there with it. But even permits, there's all kinds of different reporting. But then also you can get notifications on street closures, water breaks, sort of things too.
It's worth having. You can also, if you want to, you're trying to find your council person's phone number because you want to complain him or just say something to them, you can do that too. All of that information's there.
Yeah, and I was going to pull it up real quick. And
how easy it is to work. It is. And you can look up if you were wanting to attend city council meetings, find out when they are. You can look up that. The agenda's even there. The minutes are there, so you can find out what went on. You can get a lot of details of that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got popular topics, buildings, say it was a building permit or a pool permit, city clerk, code enforcement, environmental, so maybe it's street sweeping or storm drain, non-emergency fire. There's a general, which would be like a burn permit, city council parade permits, those sorts of things. Landscaping, parks and community services, non-emergency police, streets, traffic, utilities. I mean, there's so many categories and so many items that you can go through.
It's quicker than Googling it. If you go to the app, you can get there faster. Yeah. Is the point. So, I mean, we live on our phones.
Yeah.
So,
and we're also able to track that from the city perspective, also of where you call, and if you get transferred, you leave a voicemail. No one's called you back. You're getting frustrated. Something happened, the voicemail's not there, maybe it went to the wrong extension by mistake, and that person hasn't called back and got it to the right person, and so I know there's been some frustration in the past, but the app can really streamline things and help you know that it's been addressed.
Because you're right, if I don't know everyone's extension at City Hall, calling the main number can be a little difficult sometimes, but sometimes you can get the right area. But if you go to the app, you can find out where you're dialing. And
yeah,
help you out.
Yeah, definitely faster than waiting to get transferred and waiting on callbacks.
So when I go to the, I've had it on my phone too long, so see if you can help me remember. When I go to the App Store, mine's an Apple, but you have the Android. So what do you, what's the title that I'm looking for?
I typically just put in McAllister, but McAllister Connect.
Is
the actual name of the
app.
That's
the name of the app. That's how you find it. Very good.
And I was going to say, in my icon, it's the city logo. It has the MCOK, a white background, and then the blue and orange letters.
There you go. There you go. You can find it. It really is. It'll save you time. And, of course, it's free. Well, is there anything else you want to tell us? He's checking his notes to see if he missed anything.
Yeah, I was going to see if there was anything...
We'd like for you to visit with us about once a month if you can. I don't know if you can fit that into your schedule, but we'd love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can be in person. You can be on the phone. Whatever makes you happy.
A breakfast burrito would really encourage me.
Oh, well, now I have to cook breakfast. Doggone it!
You know, one of the big things that I did want to communicate to everyone. You know, we're always talking about we want these great jobs to come in. We want house builders to come in. We want these shops to come in. We want everything here. And one of the things just the everyday citizen can do is advertise for us. You know, one of the things that really hurts us is negativity on social media, but even negativity person to person. We've had people who have come to town just to see if they want to be here, and so they'll go to a restaurant, so they'll just ask around and go, hey, what do you think about? And then, you know, someone will just say, well, this is the worst place I've ever been. And they go, huh, well, maybe we need to look down the road. Kind of the same thing, you know, on your social media. They're going to investigate our community. Mm-hmm, it's not just the facts. What's the population? You know, what's the education level? You know, how many people are driving down the highway? They're going to go, you know, can we get people to work here? Can we bring our executives here? Who wants to live here? You know. And so that's what we got to do. We got to sell our city and remind everybody what a great city we live in, because we do live in a great city. We have so many amenities. You know, it's easy to forget sometimes, I think, and look at the grass is greener on the other side and go, well, this isn't Oklahoma City or Tulsa, and look at all the great things that they have that we don't have. But, you know, I've chose to stay here and build my business here, raise my family here. And because I don't want to be in Tulsa or Oklahoma City. Mm-mm. I love driving 5 minutes to work.
That's my number one right there.
I love knowing my neighbors. I love being in the grocery store and, you know, seeing 15 people I know. You know, being at the park and running into people, knowing everybody at the ball games. It's just what makes McAllister great. When you look at our parks and our downtown, you know, how many other communities our size have all these splash pads, the number of parks we have, the facilities like Deke, we've got this brand new splash pad coming in also.
At Mullen Park.
Our Master Trails program is absolutely amazing, and it just keeps getting bigger and better. And so we've really got to look at what we have and what we can create. Which is another thing, too, and you just cut me off whenever you're...
No, you're fine. You go ahead. You've got something to take.
I don't get rambling here. For you is sometimes I think people forget that our community is really a partnership. It's a partnership between the city, the businesses, and the citizens.
You're right.
And we kind of get pigeonholed a little bit and get this tunnel perspective that the city is responsible for everything. You know, the city is responsible for all the businesses that come into our community, and the city's here to help regulate. We're here to make sure that we have the utilities and the services to help bring these businesses in. But it's also the citizens' responsibility to start businesses.
There you go.
And help, you know, one good example, we have a manufacturer who is a relative of one of the higher-ups at the manufacturer. And so they were talking one day, and he goes, oh, you should expand to McAllister. And here they are.
Excellent.
And so, you know, by not
so
really...
So we can be recruiting ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're our number one best advocates. You never know, you know, who you're talking to. You know, you might be at a family dinner this Thanksgiving and just talk about what an amazing community McAllister is. And it might be a second cousin that, you know, tells somebody, you know, you never know how that communication's going to be. But if you're negative, it can work the same way and really want to... shy people away. Even all the natural beauties, you know, between Lake Eufaula and Robber's Cave.
Absolutely.
You know, all the hunting and fishing and things that we have. The tourism there is just unbelievable, and what a natural gem we have in our community. You know, I've often called McAllister the gateway to the Southeast. I mean, if you look, we're two hours
like
from
that.
Oklahoma
like
City, that. Tulsa, Fort Smith, mm-hmm. Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're right in the middle of everywhere, and so while we might not have the big shopping mall, I don't want to go to the shopping mall all the time. You know, I can drive to Tulsa.
We have the shops, though.
Hour and a half, and, you know, and hey, we're big time. We've got a Chick-fil-A, a Starbucks, and a Hobby Lobby. What else do you need in life?
I love it. So, yeah, you go. So talking up the city and sharing good things, that's encouraging. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, Mayor, like I said, come back and visit us once a month if you can. I know it's busy season, but we'd love to hear from you in December. We'll see you on the bandstand on the 20th. You'll be in the parade somewhere, and that's on the 12th of December. We'll see you at the Festival of Lights on the 26th. Thanks for all the details and dates you've shared with us. Is there anything else you got?
Yeah, just come out and, you know, drive down Carl Albert, check out all the Christmas lights. And
absolutely.
Drive throughout the town. We've got some excellent residential lights. Some people do a really good job. And,
love
you know,
that.
Just enjoy McAllister. And you know, my new saying that I've been speaking about McAllister is welcome home.
Welcome home. I like that. That's very cool. Mayor Justin Few, we appreciate it. Come back, see us again. Promise?
Will do.
Okay. We haven't run him off, so there you go. That's our new mayor right there. So...